Have you ever lost an important document on your computer? Have you ever experienced a computer crash? If you have, then you know how frustrating it can be when you lose those important files. Now, thanks to Mosey.com/Amber, you can avoid all those possible frustrations. Mosey.com/Amber is an online backup to your computer. You will never have to worry about losing the family photos or any important documentation. Try it today and receive a discount. You get 15% off Mosey Home with promo code Amber or 15% off Mosey Pro with promo code Amber. They protect your files with military-grade encryption, the same security online banks use during data transfers. So save time and effort backing up on your CDs or external hard drives that can eat up a lot of time. You can only manage to do it so often. And there's still a chance that these storage devices can be lost, destroyed, or stolen. So what are you waiting for? Visit Mosey.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber and you'll save 15% off on your file protection. Amber is a paid affiliate of Mosey.com.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. It's here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and I just want to thank you guys for listening this week. I appreciate you guys so very much. And I also want to let you know that if you want to reach me, you can always go on my website at AmberMayShow.com. That's the AmberMayShow.com. And there you can check out previous shows. I encourage you to go to my podcast page and check out some of the shows that I've done in the past. I have done so many different subjects in the past, and they don't always fit on my 15-minute program. And I also want to encourage you, if you believe in what I'm doing and want to see this program grow, the Amber May Show is now partnered with Reunion Community Church, and it's now a 501c3 organization. So if you feel like you'd like to partner with me and watch this program grow, please hop onto my website, go to my donations page, and see how you can help me out and grow the show. This week, I kind of wanted to talk about life changes. I know I've experienced life changes, and there's been several people around me that have either want to experience different things or in the process of trying to figure out what they want to do in their life. And that could be a pretty scary thing. The unknown is always scary. And what if it fails? And what if it doesn't work out? Because right now I have security with perhaps it's a job that you want to see changed. And right now you know that you can clock in 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and get a paycheck. But if you pursue your dreams or if you make waves, then perhaps it's not going to work out and you can't move ahead. Yada, 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 yada. Or you think, this is where God wants me to be, but no doors are opening for you to progress in that. Every door and every opportunity is closed, and you're thinking, this is weird. This is where God wants me to be. He wants me to be in this particular industry, yet I can't move ahead, and I know I'm not supposed to be here for much longer. I know that I have a release to go and be more, and I have a desire inside of me to do more and be more, and for whatever reason, it's not happening. Well, let me talk to you about this. Perhaps it is your time to move on, and maybe God wants to take you to the next step in your career or in your life, whether that's having a baby, whether that's getting another job, whether that's moving across country, whether that's taking the plunge and getting married. I don't know, but there's so many things that happen throughout our life that causes change, and sometimes it's scary to take that change. And let's say, for instance, you're in an industry, and I guess we could take radio, for example, because I do radio. And perhaps you're like, okay, well, I would like to do more than just, let's say you're in the production department or you're in the promotion department. Let's say you want to get into the on-air side and you've made a lot of friends in the radio world. So you should be able to just promote or hop to one station or the next, right? You have the skills they want, you have the qualifications they want, and you know the people at the station, but you keep getting rejected. You never get the call back, or maybe you don't even get the interview. But you're like, I have these talents and abilities, and God placed me at this job, or God placed these abilities in my life. How come I'm not advancing? Perhaps that place was only a season so you can gain the skills you needed to go to the next level. So let's keep on with my example of radio. Perhaps you've hit the peak of where you need to be. You've maxed out where you, all the learning experience you can go, and all the radio stations say no. Then what else could you do with your job, with your background? Well, you can go into marketing. You can go into writing. Maybe you just want to go into writing. Maybe you want to do PR work. Maybe you want to do voiceover work. Then you start having to think outside the box of just your confined moment of radio. And this could happen to anyone. Maybe you're a police officer and maybe, you know, you can't advance in your agency. Or maybe you're a firefighter. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you can't go any higher because you've maxed out your education. You're now a doctor, but you're teaching third graders. So what's next in your career? Well, I have to say, God places talents, gifts, and abilities into everybody. And He also knows that everybody needs to make a living, because the Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. And in Genesis, it says, man will eat by the sweat of his brow. So no longer will he just be able to take from the trees and the plants and just devour free will without having to put much effort into it. So he understands that. And so he put these abilities inside of you. So you could take care of yourself financially with these gifts, talents, and abilities, but also you can help further the kingdom with your gifts, talents, and abilities. So what I would tell you today is, if you are in a situation where you need change but not sure how to go about it, I'd seriously consider pray. Pray a lot about it before you make any hasty decisions. And then open your mind and ideas and your heart into what else could be out there further from your narrow vision of, this is what I do and this is where God put me and these are the talents I have and I'm really good at this. Okay, so expand that focus from the tunnel to maybe, okay, so you're in the tunnel and you have a limited view. But if you step onto a platform of some kind, like a bridge, maybe you go above the tunnel, suddenly your whole viewpoint has totally changed. Sometimes it just takes going up the bridge or going up a ladder to the top of the building to get a different perspective. And sometimes that clarifies everything all at once. Like, if there's a voice inside the back of your mind and it's been nagging you for months or years, and it's giving you this message, but you keep rejecting it for whatever reason, maybe it's your time to listen to that inner voice inside of you. Maybe that's the Holy Spirit leading you to this new direction that God has for you. Remember, God said He can do more than we can ever ask or think, and He will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, and that His plans for you are good, and it's full of hope, and it's full of purpose. So what else could there be for you? I think it's time that we look above and find that out. God, where do you want me to be? How? And He'll direct you. God, direct my path. And I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to actually be more happy than where you're at, because sometimes when you're at the dead end, actually most of the time you're at the dead end in your career, or parts of your life aren't going the way you wanted them to go, it can be depressing and it can pull you down. And people around you will notice that you're not truly happy, even though you'll have a smile on your face. It's just obvious sometimes when someone's not truly happy with the direction their life is going. And so I just wanted to take time out today. It's not some superficial, really in-depth study of the Bible today, but it was just kind of like, this was on my heart. I know a lot of people going through change, and I just want to encourage you not to be afraid of that change, whatever change that could be and however dramatic that could be. I want you to really consider it and open your heart and mind and really start that dialogue with God, because He never has any plans that will hurt you in His mind and in His heart. Now, other people can come alongside you and hurt you, but He would never do that to you. So keep that in mind, that the plan and purpose that God has for you is for good, not for evil. It's to give you hope in a future. And it's to give you the joy back, because who wants to have their joy stolen? Nobody does. Here's a couple scriptures I'd like you to think about during this time of your journey and about joy that's going to come, because, you know, suffering only lasts for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so I want you to concentrate on this future, this journey that you're on with God, and how there's going to be hope again and happiness for you. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, "Be happy and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually." Always, basically. Be happy and rejoice and be glad-hearted in everything, always, all the time. And then in here, this goes back to specifically what we're talking about. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. One thing I liked about 1 Thessalonians 5:16 is sometimes we don't remember that we can have joy in everything and always be happy and rejoice. And that's what God wants out of us, is our happiness, for us to be glad-hearted and to rejoice in everything, even sometimes when it's hard to do that. I hope this scripture also helps you out this week. Isaiah 51:11 says, "And the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing to Zion. Everlasting joy shall come upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow, and sighing shall flee away. May the God of your hope so fill you with all the joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and overflow, bubbling over with hope." Romans 15:13. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the secret petitions of your heart. Psalms 37:4. Hold on to that. That is a promise. Let's say there's something in your life, maybe you think your family's not growing, you're not able to have a baby, or something in your life isn't the way you would like it to be, but you know that it's not outside the will of God, because you've seen how people in the Bible have gone through similar situations and God brought them out. The key is, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And what I love about that is it says the secret petitions. There's things that only God knows that I talk to him about, that I don't talk to anybody else about, perhaps my husband, but mostly it's between me and God. For many things, sometimes these secret things are so personal that you don't want to share them with the world. But you know God can handle that, and he wouldn't humiliate you, and he wouldn't embarrass you. And so you share these things that are in your heart. But perhaps those are things that God planted in there before he even created the earth, before you even were in a thought in your mother's mind. Perhaps those petitions he put there on purpose so that you would have this close relationship with him. Well, those are just some things that I want to throw out to you. I'm excited for you going on this journey, and I'm excited myself going on this journey. It can be a little scary, but mostly exciting to see what's in store, because the journey that God's going to take you on is better than where you're at now. And what I always hold on to is our steps are ordered by God. So hold on to that too, that God, I know you're going to order my steps, and I know where you send me will be good for me and not bad for me. So I want to encourage you today with that. I also want to remind you guys, please stop on by my website. Let me know you're listening. I have a survey up there. I'd love for you guys to take time to fill out the survey. It wouldn't take very long, but it gives me an idea of where people are listening to me and things like that. And if what I can improve on to make this show better. Also, you can donate. Remember, it's a tax-deductible donation. I know if you live in the U.S. If you live in the Phoenix area, come by Reunion Community Church. There's a link on my website so you can find out where we're at. So, amazing things happening at the Amber May Show. The show's just growing, and it's all thanks to God. This show is worldwide syndicated now, and when I told you God takes you exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, definitely this is one of them. I asked God to take me to the nation, and he took me to the world, and I'm excited. But I couldn't do this show without God, because how would I know what would impact you, what you would need in your life? I have no clue what you need, but I know the one who does, and I always seek him for help. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, look out for number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. Take care, guys.